Welcome back to the second segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO, here with the new superintendent of the Mexico School District, Dr. Troy Lentz. Kind of talked a little bit about you growing up around the area and being at Osceola. As you said, that you saw the position come open for superintendent in Mexico. Just talk a little bit about what interested you in coming to Mexico, if you will.
So again, been to Mexico quite often growing up, and I just knew that it was a community that my family would feel comfortable in. Proximity to my mom, that's an important thing. You know, I want to be a little bit closer to home. I know good things are going on in Mexico, Missouri, so I wanted to see if I could join the team here.
No doubt. Your wife, I believe, is in education as well. Is that correct?
Yes, my wife is in education. She is she is the most talented educator in our family, and she does great things for kids. I'm very, very proud to be her husband.
And talk a little bit about your wife. What does she teach, and will she be coming to the Mexico School District as well?
Yeah, so currently she teaches fourth grade math and science. She is talking to some folks about some jobs that are open in Mexico, but she wants it to be very clear that she can stand on her own and get a job without any help from Troy. So, you know, I know that she does great things for kids, and whatever classroom she ends up in next year, those kids and those parents are going to benefit from her talents. So, yeah, we look forward to being in the same district if we can.
Kind of talk a little bit about maybe some of the challenges facing the Mexico School District as you see it. And I'm sure that a lot of these challenges are not just with the Mexico School District, but with all of the school districts across the state of Missouri.
Sure. I think the biggest challenge right now in education is recruiting and retaining teachers. There is a massive teacher shortage. There are fewer and fewer people going into education. So I think that the biggest priority for a school district anywhere right now is to make sure that you're keeping your teachers and that you put yourself in a position to frankly just steal teachers from neighboring districts. And that's I think the school board made a wise choice Tuesday night here in Mexico to increase teacher salary. And everyone I've met here has been very warm and welcoming. I feel like there are a lot of really good relationships and strong building level culture. And I think that's important for staff retention, but also compensation is very important. And that's what we need to do if we want to attract the best people to the profession, because it is a good profession. There are things that make it difficult, but it is a good job. It is important work. And making sure that you have the best talent you can get is the most important thing in education right now, in my mind.
Attendance has always been another thing that area school districts have been struggling with a little bit since the pandemic.
Sure.
Are there any strategies that you can put into place to maybe try to improve attendance, or you know, how do you get attendance up at schools? Is that a million-dollar question, if you will?
Yeah, I think everybody's trying to solve that. I do think the pandemic has changed things, and there's probably a lot has been said about that. I don't know if I have anything new to say about it, but I think your building climate and culture is important. Communication with parents is important, and tracking attendance data, and sometimes I think in every school in Missouri there are times when administrators or employees go check on kids, and I think that's important too. Just letting people know that we miss you when you're not at school, and we've got to do what we can to get these kids in school, because this is the best place for them, and they're not going to learn what they need to learn if they're not here. And so attendance is a major focus, and I think every district in the state is working to improve that right now.
I know a lot of teachers that I talk to and have discussions with said, if there's one thing that we'd like the school board to try to work on with the superintendent is hiring substitute teachers. And I've heard this from not just teachers in the Mexico School District, but other districts as well. Is there a strategy there that maybe how to attract more substitutes to the area and get those positions filled?
Yeah, substitute teachers are extremely important. You want to have good continuity of instruction on days when the teacher has to be out. And I'll say that relationships are important, making sure that the staff supports the subs when they're in the building. But again, compensation is another piece of that. So making sure that you have a competitive salary, and then also reaching out to retired teachers. I think that those retired teachers are often the best subs that you can find, and they know the building. So it's that right combination of climate and culture, compensation, and then recruiting good people to come and work in the schools. You know, I think when people get in the schools, they find out they're a fun place to be, and educators are really the best people to work with. I don't think you can ever have a more supportive group of co-workers than what you'll find in a school. So schools are good places. I think we need to get that word out and sell ourselves to people. But yeah, if you're looking for work, if you want to sub a little bit, apply and we'll put you to work.
Absolutely. You know, you will be able to, actually, the district is going through the process of hiring an assistant superintendent right now. Are you a part of that process, and will you get to select your superintendent, if you can kind of, or assistant superintendent, if you'll update us on that?
Sure. Yes, I will be part of it. We are accepting applications right now. If you know somebody that would be a good fit for the position, tell them to apply. I believe that we'll be screening applications and resumes, and then looking to move forward into interviews after the April school board meeting. So I know we have a board election, and that's an important dynamic as well. But I will be part of it. It's important to me to find the right fit. There'll be a committee that interviews, and so, you know, seeing how people respond to different candidates and finding the right person to help me out as we move this district forward is important to me, and I'm confident that we'll find a good person.
Absolutely. We are going to take our second break here. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up. We're speaking with the new superintendent of the Mexico School District, Dr. Troy Lentz, this morning on Meet the Community, AM 1340, KXEO.